And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. We are in the end of October, then you've got November, then December, so we're going to do a pre-Christmas review, and this one will surprise you somewhat. It's called Before the Ho Ho Ho. Get it? Also, we're looking at an expiration date. That means that it has expired. Christmas presents. Let's talk about that, and we'll close it out with Now Available.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Before we do the rundown, I will tell you that in the last hour I gave the wrong address on a scripture, so I want to give the corrected address. I said that a passage was 2 Timothy 1:7, 1:17, 2:7, 2:17, 1 Timothy. I gave it all the wrong one. The actual passage I was talking about had to do with Jesus Christ bringing life and immortality to light through the gospel. That's 2 Timothy 1:10. I apologize that I gave the wrong address, one thing I don't like to do. Now that I've got that out of my system and I feel better, let's talk about the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. I'm skipping politics. We're going right to entertainment and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. I mean, a Jewish guy's going to be talking about Christmas. Come on, that's classic. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE, any topic. How many topics? Any. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The sentencing phase is still underway at Fort Bragg for Bo Bergdahl. A former Navy SEAL, James Hatch, testified that his career as a commando ended in a firefight while searching for Bergdahl in Afghanistan. Hatch says that a dishonorable discharge is the punishment he wants most. Bergdahl faces up to life in prison for misbehavior before the enemy and desertion. The White House says it's unaware of any federal role in the decision to award a $300 million no-bid contract to a tiny Montana company to help restore Puerto Rico's power grid. The contract calls for a supervisor to be paid $400 an hour. The decision to award the contract to Whitefish Energy was made exclusively by the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority. Game 3 of the World Series is tonight in Houston, with the series tied at one game apiece. On Wall Street, the Dow up 33 to close at 23,434. NASDAQ up 144. The S&P up 21. SRN News.
AM 1210. K-Praise, the Christian station.
Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
San Diegans should not go hungry at Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Donnie D of the San Diego Rescue Mission. For just $2.05, we can set another place at our table and serve a delicious home-cooked Thanksgiving meal to help our most vulnerable. $41 provides 20 meals. Each month, we share God's love and serve almost 45,000 meals to hungry men, women, seniors, and children. Please give today.
Log on now, sdrescue.org, or call 619-819-1888.
From all of us at the San Diego Rescue Mission, happy Thanksgiving and God bless.
You've heard about E. coli's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from Ecola to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we can count on Ecola Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. San Diego, fantastic city. I just want to say that. I have spent quite a bit of time in San Diego. Love San Diego. Never hear me say it. Now, L.A., you know. I've been to San Francisco. In fact, I left my mom in San Francisco. No, she's actually buried in San Francisco. No, I'm serious. So instead of I left my heart, I left my mom there. That's a little weird for me. I'm just being honest. It's a strange place. Weather is fabulous. Fantastic today. As many of you know, we're heading out to Texas. It's a week from today. It'll be the last show, so we're hoping that we can put together kind of a montage in the last hour. We think that'll be a lot of fun. If you've never heard the Christmas tree, if you've heard the Christmas tree story, you haven't heard it for a while. And it's a lot of fun, so we'll probably bring that back up, plus other some other specifics. A couple things I do want to throw in your direction. Do not forget, KPRZ, the app, is absolutely free for iPhone and for Android. Also, KPRZ.com, where we're doing different events, different things that are taking place in the Christian community. There is a calendar there. If you've got an event that is applicable and simple and you don't have like 16 pages to load, you can always try and contact us and see if they can put it on the calendar, as well as the different events. Like you've got the Pastors Masters, which will be coming up in the 2018, which is the golf tournament, which is not really a tournament. It is, but it isn't. It's just golfing and a way to bless the pastors, plus the Pastors Appreciation Lunch, plus a host of other events that are going to be taking place. As you can tell, no matter where I end up, I'm going to always have a favorable element towards KPRZ because it's where I got a chance to talk to you all. Wait, see, that's Texas right there. You all. Y'all. Talk to y'all. Okay. I told my wife, she has permission. If I say y'all, just put me out of my misery. Just get it over with. All right, I want to talk about this, and I've been waiting, and I thought, you know, it's really early to do anything on Christmas, but then, you know what? If you go into the stores are so early on everything, I'm going to beat the stores. I'm going to do something on Christmas before they're going to do something on Thanksgiving, although most of them are already doing stuff on Thanksgiving. Here, I want to talk about before the ho-ho-ho. Now, look, there are Christians who have a very hard time with Christmas. Here's my advice to you Christians who have a hard time with Christmas. Don't celebrate it, okay? But stop jumping down the throat of others who do, because there is a freedom in the Christian walk. And just because you don't like it doesn't mean they don't like it. And if you think God's mad because we picked a day to celebrate the birth of Jesus, you're nuts, okay? Oh, darn, they're celebrating the birth of my son. I'm so upset. What kind of God do you serve? All right, so for those that are kind of getting into it, here is something you need to recognize right off the bat. When Jesus was born, it wasn't just the birth of another child. In fact, you need to understand this. When Jesus was born, it was the revelation of God that man could see and touch. Hebrews 1:1-3. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. This is no ordinary birth. Can you give me an amen out there? Jesus Christ is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. In Colossians, it says, the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him. I know, you got to work that out. What you got to catch is the birth of Jesus Christ was nothing minor. It was one of the most significant events that took place. It was the moment that God became one of us. I think you got to get pretty far to understand that's just so important. Now, again, if he didn't die for us, if none of it took place, which is why, you know, the Easter part of it to me is the most important, but there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, Christmas is cool, that's cool. We're celebrating, we're rejoicing in that time, much like, you know, what took place in Esther chapter 9. The Jewish people sent gifts to one another because they were happy about it. Okay. That's good. Not a problem. The difficulty in the birth of Jesus Christ comes in this moment right here, Matthew chapter 2:12-16. Having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country to another route. When they had gone, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up and took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt when he stayed there until the death of Herod. And so it was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I've called my son. When Herod realized he'd been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. He gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and the vicinity who were two years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Just so you can know from a time frame point of view, whenever the Magi talked to Herod, when they had that conversation, and when he realized that he was outwitted, it had to be that the possibility was that Jesus was as old as 2 years. And that's why Herod had all of the boys, all of the children who were 2 years old and younger, wiped out. Talk about time frames later. That's not for this message. Everybody thinks everything happened in a week. That's not how it happened. But there's an important part to catch, and that is the enemy tried to destroy Jesus. The birth of Jesus Christ was so important that Satan sent Herod to do his bidding to kill him. Now, how significant is that when a baby is born and a ruler of the earth, influenced by Satan, wants to destroy the baby? because the baby could bring problems when the baby's an adult. Just think about that. But what did God do? Well, God intervened. Matthew 2:19 through 21, after Herod died, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. He said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. God was protecting Jesus, Joseph, and Mary this whole time. The enemy was trying to destroy them because the birth was not just a regular birth. I don't know how I can stress this enough. Oh, I do. I'll do that in the third segment. I'll stress why it wasn't a normal birth. But the birth of Jesus Christ was such a momentous time because God became a man and Satan was going after him. Because in the form of a man, he could. And so God protects Jesus, protecting Joseph and Mary, moves them out of danger, removes them from the situation. Here's the thing I want you to get from that whole thing. Jesus, obviously important to the world and important to the plan of God, being God, and important, period. And Satan tried to wipe him out, and God intervened. Guess what? You're important to God, too. You matter to God, too. You count. And the enemy wants to destroy you. Now, he couldn't stop you from being born. He tried. Some of the pastors we have, their mom was going to abort them. I mean, it's not like he hasn't tried. But he's still trying to get you, still trying to go after you. When we come back, we're going to look at that briefly and then talk about the provision of protection that God gives for us. And the amazing part, it goes back to the birth of Jesus. That's what's fascinating. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Join the new and improved K-Praise fan club.
Subscribe to receive daily devotionals. Be the first to know about crazy price mall deals. Receive exclusive invitations to free movie screenings. Sign up for your chance to win free new books from your favorite authors. And get first bids on contests to win cool stuff like free passes to community events, gift cards to local restaurants, and much more.
Subscribe to become a member today by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app and receive new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
It's easy to subscribe too. No need to create a new password with hundreds of special characters, a number, and a capital letter. You can subscribe using your social media profiles. It's that easy.
Join the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club.
Learn more by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app to receive the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We have been discussing the birth of Jesus Christ. Not your typical Christmas message where we're lighting candles and, you know, we're singing in a choir and you're hearing bells and I don't want to do that. I'm Jewish. I do this different. Here is the bottom line. The birth of Jesus Christ, not a normal birth. It was, in fact, the revelation of God in such a way that people could see and touch and hear God. That is, if you can move yourself into maybe a little bit, just a little bit, but in a sci-fi capacity, if it's another entity or being that becomes one of the another alien race, it's like it's amazing stuff. You really got to know that. And people are like, oh, no, it's just this holy way to look at it. Look at when Jesus is so bright that he's brighter than the sun, there's something heavy duty going on, right? You're just like, that's not hard to figure out. So he's born, and it's very important that he become one of us, and this has to do with how he's the only mediator between God and man. He's the only one that has the sacrificial life that will work because he's going to prove to be the only one that's sinless. It all matters, but the enemy tried to take him out early, and God intervened to help. And so we have to look at our lives and go, does that, you know, does stuff like that happen to us? Yeah, and God wants to help us too. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Now, I understand that TV commentators, past, present, and future, mock the idea of a devil, but that just shows how ignorant they are. The devil has them so fooled, they don't even think he's real. But the devil, who is your enemy, is looking around for people to consume. He's hunting. A roaring lion. He's like, and you know when a lion roars, when it roars. Now, I don't know everything about lions. I'm not an animal person or whatever, but I have heard, and I think it's probably true because it works for me, and I saw it in The Wizard of Oz. When a lion roars, it's supposed to scare people. And typically, I guess their prey is so scared they can't move, and then the lion pounces. It's like, ooh, or they at least slow down or something. It's like, wow, that's wild stuff. Well, that's what the enemy tries to do to us. But God has an answer. You know the answer is in the Lord. It always is in the Lord. When the enemy's coming after us, like the enemy went after Jesus, pretty simple. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, Psalm 91, will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. You will not fear terror of night, nor arrow that flies by day. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right side, but it will not come near you. There is protection in the Lord. So even though the enemy is coming after us on a regular basis, by the way, there's nothing in Scripture to indicate anything other than it's consistent. Especially because in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all 27 books of the New Testament talk about this. Because that's taking place, the Lord has provisions for us. Now, want to see something cool? Want to see a cool connection? Want to see a very awesome thing? Here you go. Isaiah 9, 1 through 5. We're going to do the breakdown in the next segment, but I just want to read it to you. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. You see, here's the most amazing thing that perhaps skips by us in spiritual warfare. There is an enemy that is real. He is not he's not omniscient. He's not everywhere. He's not all-knowing. He's not all-powerful. In fact, if you read the scripture, it is Michael the archangel that throws Satan out of heaven. God doesn't even get up to throw him out. Are you kidding? So God uses his army to destroy not just the devil's army, but the devil. Throw him right out of heaven. God didn't get up to do it. Michael did it. And in that process, Satan in his rage is after the people of God. We talked about this the other day. He hates the people of God. He hates people that have the testimony of Jesus. Hates you, hates you, hates you. Just with a passion. But the Lord has made such a provision for you and such a protection for you that I don't want you to miss how important it is. I want you to get where the core of your protection comes from. And a lot of us have been teaching each other and strengthening each other about picking up the armor, the spiritual warfare, on a regular basis. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 through 18, just kind of telling us we're in warfare, we got to put on the armor. All of that is important, but none of that matters compared to this one point that I want to make. And yes, I'm building it up on purpose because I want to talk about it in the next segment. This isn't magic radio. This is regular radio. This is how it would be in a sermon. If your pastor was preaching and he was doing his intro and then his stage one and his stage two to get to stage three, that's how they do it. Okay? Nothing surprising. But this one event enables us to win in warfare. Without this event, the win is sporadic, momentary, and very low in quantity. But with this event comes a position for the people of God that assures the breaking of oppression from the rod of the oppressor. It assures that there will be a rejoicing. It assures that there will be a freedom. It assures that there will be a rest. All of that based on one event. I would think that that event would be important. What event is that? It is the birth of Jesus Christ. That is the event that enables us to prevail in warfare. And you're thinking, what? I think you're going to really like this when we do the breakdown. But it is the birth of Jesus Christ that enables you to stand against Satan and defeat him. It's the birth of Jesus Christ that enables you to put on the armor. It's the birth of Jesus Christ that puts you in a position to have fellowship with God so you can submit to God, so the power of God can work through you, so you can be submitted and surrendered to God and resist the devil. And without the birth of Jesus Christ, you don't get that process quite that easy. Job was pretty harsh, or Satan was pretty harsh against Job, right? Job really, really got taken down, really got hurt. Well, Christians have a little bit more than Job had in the birth of Jesus Christ. When we come back, we're going to examine how that applies and why it's before the ho-ho-ho. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's in business management to a master's in teaching and master's of science in leadership, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-330-6865. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrated Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-6865. 800-330-6865. That's 800-330-6865.
For over 35 years, the faculty at Trinity Law School has taught the law with a Christian worldview that has been ignored or abandoned at many law schools. Located in Southern California, Trinity has just introduced a new online Master of Legal Studies degree for those who don't want to become attorneys, but know that knowledge of the law is in high demand. You can learn more at tls.edu/radio. That's tls.edu/radio. Trinity Law School. Make justice your mission.
From Paramount Pictures and PureFlix comes Same Kind of Different as Me. Ron and Debbie Hall have everything they could ever want, except for a loving marriage. But when Debbie befriends a homeless man, their lives begin to intersect, and they are all changed forever.
Amazing how far a little 10 or 11 care can go.
Same Kind of Different as Me, based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, now playing. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You want to send us a message, davidspoon@kprz.com. Shout out to Doreen once again. I don't know if she heard it in the first hour, but Doreen Griffin sent me a beautiful email. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Here we are. I'm tagging right into this because of how much material I have to try and cover in just a few minutes. Here we have been discussing, first and foremost, the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, there are just too many Christians who are like, hey, Christmas, it's all commercialized. Well, then don't celebrate it, but don't stick your judgments on other people. Okay?
It's really a pagan holiday.
Okay, so God is mad because humanity, those that have been touched by Jesus, want to pick a day and celebrate his birth. Yeah. Okay, well, you just take that legalism and keep it in your little pipe and keep smoking it, because there's something wrong with that. If people want to celebrate, let them. If they don't, let them not. Who cares? The Lord's not freaking out one way or another, so everybody take a relax. Everybody take a chill pill on that one. But we talked about how important that birth of Jesus was, and I think people forget, and they think, oh, it's a holiday, and oh, it's great because Jesus was born. Whoa, 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 whoa. The birth of Jesus Christ was God entering into human form. You want to just take that one concept? You could probably write 1,000 books on that one idea. God took human form. That's what the birth of Jesus is. That's no small happening. That is a significant happening. We talked about Hebrews 1, 1 through 3, talking about that birth of Jesus Christ. That was the revelation of God. After what they call the silent years, 400 years between Malachi and the birth of Christ. That was the revelation of God to the people of the earth. Wow. Satan involved, tried to get Herod to kill Jesus, the baby, but God intervened and protected him, and we just simply took that same principle and used it for us. Reading 1 Peter 5:8, it's easy to recognize Satan tries to take us down. I mentioned this the other day. There's more reference to evil, Satan, and sin and demons than there is to love, giving, and the poor. You can't change the numbers. I don't care what you do.
That doesn't seem right.
I don't care. Numbers are numbers. They're not going to change because it seems right. And so we looked at that and said, you know, the closeness to God is the key. You look at Psalm 91, the closer you can be to God, the better off you are, that you get protected from warfare and protected from evil and protected the things that come against you. And it's easy, again, to understand in the birth of Christ, he's named what? Emmanuel, God with us. See, this God with us thing is the biggest thing ever. Because when God is with us, then we can prevail in warfare. It's just that simple. So then we kind of zeroed in on the Isaiah 9 text, and I want to go over that text and just kind of break it down. And yes, again, I'm building this up on purpose. Listen to this text, though. I want you to catch this. Nevertheless, I love that. It's just a word. No. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. This is Isaiah 9:1. Nevertheless, in spite of what's going on, in spite of what's taking place, in spite of the trial, in spite of the warfare, in spite of the tension, in spite of the anxiety, in spite of the worry, nevertheless, there is going to be no more gloom. There is an expiration date on gloom. Did you know that? There is a no more gloom date coming. You know what gloom is? It's a bummer. That's what it is. You'll hear the phrase gloom and doom. That's bummer and bigger bummer. Well, I'd like to have an expiration date on that. You got it. There is one. It's called no more gloom. Verse 2, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Well, what is that? There's light where there's darkness. What is it when you're in the dark and you see light? What does that represent to you when you're in a place of darkness and you see some light? What does that say to you? What does that speak to you? If you're in this dark place and you can see a glimmer of light, what is that? It's hope. There's hope. And you know what hope is? Let me give you a great definition for hope in 3 words. A better tomorrow. There's hope. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Yes, that text is for the city, but don't tell me the dynamic application principle doesn't work here. That can be you right there. There's a hope there. There's a end of the gloom and there's a hope. Look, you might be in a situation where your job is smacking you left and right and you feel like you're just nothing but in darkness. My friend, there is a light. There is a better tomorrow. There are plans from the Lord. Your boss is not God. Neither is your checking account. Verse 3, you have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, or warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. Well, people get happy when the harvest comes in because there's food. Soldiers are happy when they're dividing the plunder. The war is over. So the first thing we get in Isaiah 9, 1 through 5 is the end of gloom. The second thing we get is hope, which is a better tomorrow. And the third thing we get is joy and gladness in our hearts instead of pain. Well, why is joy important? Nehemiah 8, 10, go and enjoy choice foods and sweet drinks and send to those who have nothing. The day is holy to the Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's why that's important. Ooh, this is a build-up one, huh? Going up the steps. So we see in this Isaiah text, ooh, the end of gloom, no more gloom. We get a hope, that's good, and there's joy. Is there anything else there? Yeah, verse 4. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors. Freedom from oppressions, my favorite portion, lifting the heaviness. Lifting the heaviness off you. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There is a lifting of the heaviness and a freedom from the oppression that the Lord is providing, and we're looking at this in Isaiah 9, 1 through 5. We've got the end of gloom. We've got hope, which is a better tomorrow. We've got joy, which is gladness in our hearts. And we have freedom from oppression and lifting the heaviness. Verse 5. Oh, we're not done. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. In other words, they're turning trouble into peace, and the internal rest comes to an end, and the peace that Jesus offers gives us that place. Instead of garments for battle, they'll be used for fuel. That's the end. It's peace. It's the reduction of war. Isn't that fantastic? These are five things I want to go over, and then I'm going to drop the big piece, right? We understand the devil is against us. We understand we're in a warfare. We understand God delivers us from that. This deliverance is coming in the form of this passage we're talking about. We started with the birth of Jesus Christ being the revelation of God, not just a normal birth. But now, as you look at Isaiah 9, 1 through 5, you see there's an end of gloom. There's the beginning of hope, a better tomorrow. There's joy. There's freedom from oppression because the heaviness is being lifted. And the internal troubles come to a rest, and there's turning trouble into peace. And all of this takes place in Isaiah 9, 1 through 5, to take us to Isaiah 9, verse 6, which tells us how we get the end of gloom, hope, joy, freedom, and turning trouble into peace. You know how you get it? Isaiah 9, 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The way that we get the deliverance and the freedoms and the graces are all based on the birth of Jesus Christ. That is something to celebrate. We'll talk about that further when we get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. But I feel like breaking out, having some good time, breaking out, living some life, breaking out.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, I'm Chris with Cash Call Mortgage. With today's rising home values and low mortgage rates, we're doing refinances with no closing costs that let you pull out tens of thousands in cash. Use that cash to pay off high-interest credit cards, car loans, do things around the house, or anything you want.
My husband and I realized the best low-cost way to get a large chunk of cash was to take advantage of our home's value by refinancing. Chris got us a low interest rate, and we pulled $50,000 in cash out. We paid off credit cards and a few other things, and the whole process was super easy.
Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save, with great fixed rates with absolutely no closing costs. None. Your house is your bank. So make the cash call now at 877-890-CASH. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Eagle Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. You've heard about our Solera infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com, but did you know we also make the best gas logs for your fireplace? You've probably seen Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs on TV and in the movies. We've got sizes to fit all fireplaces, styles to fit every decor, and we even do custom designs for large and unusual fireplaces. Lighting these logs is as easy as pushing a button. Realistic Rasmussen gas logs look great even when the fire is off. For regions prone to power outages, gas logs are an excellent source of emergency heat with no electricity required. We've been making them since the 50s, so you can buy a Rasmussen gas log with confidence. So go to besthotgrill.com to find the products you need to keep you warm inside and outside of your home while eating great grilled food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. besthotgrill.com.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at LetThereBeLightMovie.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Is this the presence that I feel? Is this you? Is this you?
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you listen to this show normally, you know that in these last three segments, this is a little deeper than typical when we are doing some of our teachings. Sometimes we'll get together and we'll put them in a very tight McNugget style box. But every once in a while, you got to pull out the little deeper, little beefier stuff. And that's what I think this really is when you begin to understand that we started off this discussion talking about the birth of Jesus Christ not being just another birth. It was, in fact, the revelation of God in the moment that God became one of us. And Satan, of course, doesn't like that. You know, there's constant warfare. Tried to take Jesus out. The Father intervened. Fast forward to today, look at 1 Peter 5:8, look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 through 18, look at 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5, 2 Corinthians 11:3, look at Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 5, Colossians chapter 2, Colossians chapter 3. Look at James chapter 4, the enemy is against us. Being close to God, it has been, is, and always will be the solution because it's God that can intervene. It's not you that's going to stop Satan. It's God. He might use you, but it's still him and his power. So we find out being close to God is kind of important in the process. Of course, Jesus, when he was born, was named Emmanuel, God with us. That goes back to the birth of Christ. And then what we did was we just looked at Isaiah 9, 1 through 5, and you find out that there is this process of no more gloom, of hope in a better tomorrow, of joy, of freedom from oppression, of lifting of heaviness, of turning trouble into a peace, turning internal strife into rest. We've named five different things in five different verses in Isaiah 9, 1 through 5. And then verse 6 tells us why it's reachable for us, why we can get there. The birth of Jesus Christ makes verses 1 through 5 in Isaiah available to us. Without the birth of Jesus Christ, it's not there. But with the birth of Jesus Christ, it is there. And Isaiah 9, 6 says, for to us. In other words, for our sakes, a child is born, referring to the birth of Jesus Christ. There's not a single evangelical that doesn't recognize Isaiah 9, 6 as a prophetic statement for the birth of Christ. Not one. There might be other people in other faiths. There's not one evangelical teacher, pastor, or theologian. Not one genuine. It's impossible. Just by definition. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Wow. The birth of Jesus Christ opens the door for the end of gloom, a better tomorrow, which is hope, joy, freedom from oppression, turning trouble into peace. You bet we should celebrate that. Do you have to? No. But if you want to, you go ahead. You enjoy it. And don't let anybody make you feel weird about it. Fake spiritual legalism. How ridiculous is that? Because the birth of Jesus Christ ushers in an entirely different process between us and God. It makes God and us friends through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. Without the birth, there cannot be the process of getting to the crucifixion. You understand that, right? No, I don't think the birth is more important. And somebody said, well, they're all equally important. Look, without the resurrection, there's nothing. But the birth is the step where divinity takes on humanity for the purpose of saving humanity. And the birth of Jesus Christ makes the end of gloom possible, makes a better tomorrow possible, makes joy and gladness of heart possible, freedom from oppression, lifting from heaviness, turning trouble into peace. That becomes available through the birth of Christ, because once you get through Isaiah 9, 1 through 5, verse 6 says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Wait, Jesus is not supposed to be called the Father. Well, if you understand the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, you get it. The Prince of Peace. All of that from the birth of Jesus Christ. And before you get into the celebration, why? I don't care if you give gifts. Great. Don't give gifts. Great. I don't care. Just recognize what the birth is. It is such a momentous element in all of existence where God takes the form of a human being. I mean, there's not a sci-fi fan out there that shouldn't be like going, whoa, it's real. I mean, that's just like, it's the most important thing. So I encourage you to, when you do get to Christmas, because it's a ways off. What is this, October, November? So it's 2 months off. But when you get there, recognize what it is. Participate or don't participate. Put lights up, don't put. And people will go, well, those lights on the tree, that's a sacrifice to a tree. No, it isn't. It's pretty. That's all it is. That's why lights are pretty in Las Vegas. They're pretty. They're lights. Don't be a jerk. It's weird. Why would you do that? Nobody pays attention when you do that. Okay? It's a tree. Nobody's worshiping the tree. In fact, most of us curse the tree. Let's be honest. Because you got to get the tree out of the house and it leaves needles. So nobody likes that. I mean, come on. All right. Just a little bit of maturity. That'd be nice. Okay. All right, folks. Listen. Last week, coming up. Starting next week. So you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 70-hour break. Then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.